I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
From the Lighthouse Chapel International, Apostle Joel Obuobisa will inspire you with anointed, practical, and down-to-earth Bible-based teachings that will refresh, energize, and motivate you to do your best for God. Join the Apostle now as he ministers the Word of God.
Amen. Put your hands together unto the Lord. Amen. As we invite Brother Frank, amen, to give us a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Encourage him as he comes. Amen. Wow.
Amen. Yeah, I have a short testimony.
Oh, tell me.
It's about a few weeks ago. I mean, those who have been around will remember. After service, Apostle just mentioned that all who do not have cars should come forward so that he pray a special prayer for them. Right. Amen. Yeah, and then we all came forward, and then he prayed a special prayer for us. And then when we were going home, I was telling Sister Dinah that I believe that I have my car. Now that Apostle has prayed, I believe that I have my car. Yeah, I was just excited, and I was saying it on the way where we were going. So the following week, I was going on the train to work, and then I had my phone ringing, and it was one of the brothers in church. And it was it. Amen. And then he told me that, Frank, there's a car for you. Wow. I said, wow, this one. I can't imagine. I couldn't believe myself. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Wow. Amen. Yeah, and I want to testify that to the glory of God that I have a car.
Amen.
That I can be moving in, you know, to church up and down. Amen. Wow. Yeah. Wow. All I want to say is that let's take the words of our prophet. Bible says that by the prophet we shall prosper.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So I want to say that let's take the prayers of our prophet that God has given us seriously. And then all our prosperity will come. Amen.
Oh, amen. What a powerful testimony. May the Lord release your car for you. Amen. It's a powerful testimony. Wow, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Amen.
Let's share a word of prayer before we hear the word of God. Father, we thank you for today. What a beautiful day it is. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for the freshness. Thank you for the opportunity to do a new thing. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless our time in your word. Encourage us. Give us new vision. Give us new ideas. Give us, Lord, the motivation to try something new in the name of Jesus. May we advance with your house. As the church moves forward, so may our private lives move forward. May our lives move forward with your work in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Right, clap for them again, and you may be seated. Amen. Today is a very exciting day. Very exciting day because today marks the beginning of a new era and a new journey in the life of our church. Amen.
Amen.
Now, as you know, do you have the video? Right? Okay. Now, as you know, our church, we belong to a big family of churches. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
About 3,000 of them in about 83 or so countries and counting. Amen.
Amen.
And we're still believing God to reach out to more places and to do some new thinks. What do you think? Is it a good idea? Right. So it is a blessing for us. And today we're changing our name from Lighthouse Chapel. Where I saw the old gentleman standing here. Where's the old the pop-up? Okay. Right. This brother right here is going away. Amen. Right. And we're going to have some new offering baskets. But we had to keep these ones here today to remind you it's the same church. Right. So when you have a new baby, you don't throw the old kids away. All right. So we are really blessed. And I believe it is the direction of the Lord. Amen. For our church to continue to do what it has been doing and to be as effective as it has been in the past, and perhaps to be even more effective. Not perhaps, but actually to be more effective, because our church has gotten so large. Do you get it? So by the direction of the Lord through our leader and founder, Bishop Dagg, our church is now being broken up into 10 different denominations, right? So the one Lighthouse Chapel International that you have always known about is now being broken up into 10 different denominations. Wow. But the same family, the same leadership, the same founder, same. Amen. And just to introduce you to the rest of the family, we have this very short clip you can watch, and then I continue sharing with you. So just play this for us, and maybe you can take out some of the light. Is it possible? Yes. If you take out some of the light so that, it's getting better, right? Now, can you kill Maureen's light for just a minute? Just unplug it. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Right. Maureen, just 2 minutes. All right. Okay. So can you go ahead and roll the tape?
I received a call from God the other day. I was just a young person. He spoke to me and said, my child, you are mine. You must work and you must preach. Do you know the secret of prosperity? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things that people seek for, I will give them all to you. Approach. He shall be satisfied with the good of the house and of thy holy temple. Oh, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and behold the beauty of the Lord. Have the maximum. seek for, I will give them all to you.
What a blessing. Put your hands together for the Lord again. Amen. Because it is our blessing to be able to reach all these places and all these people groups. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, amen, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So everlasting life belongs to everyone in the world. And God intends to reach everyone in the world. Amen. Amen. And so we're blessed as a church to be used by God to go that far. And if you're part of this church, you're part of a great family. Amen. Amen. Part of a big family. Amen. And you must think big.
That's right.
And think about other family members. Hallelujah. So that's a blessing, isn't it? Right. At the end of the service, I'll show that to you again. And just so you can remember who your siblings are. Amen? Right. So one day when you're on vacation in Jamaica, you should know that you're not going to find Kodesh Family Church in Jamaica. But you probably find something else. Shepherd House International. Right? And that's what you look for. Amen. Maybe one day when God has blessed the Kodesh family, we'll start having branches also, because that is the purpose. The purpose is now we're going out 10 different ways. So we started in, you know, as one church that has reached out to 83 different places. Can you imagine when 10 different denominations are reaching out in all these places? We're going to become massive. This is good. Amen. What do you think? This is good. This is excellent. And this is a great blessing. Why don't you clap for Jesus once again? And we thank God for the opportunity and blessing. Amen. Now, today I want to share with you for a short time, readily new ideas. That is the title of my message. Amen. And there's a book here. The Art of Leadership. The Art of Leadership is a book I want to recommend to you. How to Lead People. Amen. The Art of Leadership. And I believe that this is, to me, one of the best books on leadership. It absolutely is. And for all of you who work in places and so on, if you want to be promoted, you need to show leadership qualities. You get it? I tell you, employers are always looking for people they can promote. Employers are not looking for people they can push down. They do not underestimate the human interest in profit. Do you understand? I mean, when someone is doing a business, do not underestimate how much he wants to succeed in what he's doing and how much he wants to make money. He wants to make money, even from investing. For every dollar that he invests, he wishes he can have about $2 million for every dollar that he invests. That's a human being. You get it? So that makes employers very keen on people who help to achieve that aim. People who sort of help to advance their vision and help to advance their cause. Anybody who helps the company to be more profitable is of very high interest to the company. Amen. And to people who are in places of power who are able to take such decisions. So if you want to rise, you must develop your leadership skills. You must show to your employers that of all these people here, I am the best. If you give me a chance, I can lead all these guys here. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. And you cannot do that without having leadership skills. You have to learn leadership skills. You have to develop leadership skills. Leadership is something you can learn. Are you understanding what I'm saying? right? And so I really want to recommend this book to you. And it's a book you can read. It has many short chapters. You know, it's a very interesting book, really. As you read it, you'll be amazed at the things in there and how much it's going to change your life too. Amen. So today I want to share with you from chapter 22 of that book. Yeah. So the topic I gave you, readily embrace new ideas, comes from chapter 22 of this book. Amen. Now, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 19. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 19 says, Isaiah 43, verse 19. It says, "Behold, I will do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth." Amen. "Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the desert, a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, it says here, leadership will be stunted if you are not prepared to embrace new ideas. The world is constantly changing. Old systems and approaches no longer work. Computers have refashioned the way we do things. Seasons change, needs change, and people change. That is why God is constantly introducing fresh and new things. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to say to you that if you do not want your life to be stunted, if you do not want your life to remain stuck, and if you do not want to become obsolete at some point, do you understand? Then you have to learn to embrace new ideas with speed. Hallelujah. Not just that you embrace new ideas, but that you embrace new ideas with speed. You embrace new ideas and embrace them quickly. Hallelujah. Now, the verse we're reading here seems to be pointing out the fact that even God does new things. Are you getting what I'm saying? That God does new things. That means anyone who is going to walk successfully with God must not have an aversion for new things. But unfortunately, it's one of the common things you find among human beings, that we get stuck behind new things. We love to do what we know. We love to go where we know. We love to hang out with who we know. We love to, you know, do the same things over and over again, because human beings primarily are lazy. Do you understand? A lot of us are lazy and do not want to apply ourselves to what it takes to try something new. It's just so much easier to wake up and continue today just as yesterday was. Is it true or false? Yeah. When I say lazy, lazy is not always a bad word, right? It's not always a bad word. It's just a description. It's a way that it's just that when you're lazy in the wrong place, then it becomes a rebuke. Do you follow what I'm saying? But it's just a nice, when you go to Disney, they have something they call Lazy River. Have you seen Lazy? Those of you who've been to Disney, it's one of my favorite parts of Disney. I mean, the only time I went to Disney, I was in the Lazy River. You know, you just relax, and then it's so enjoyable, actually. You just relax. Do you get it? Yeah. But the thing is that, you see, the Lazy River is only at Disney. Do you understand? Yeah. And there are not that many Disney worlds in the world. Do you get it? So everywhere else apart from Disney World, laziness does not work. It does not help. It does not advance you. It does not help you become who God has created you to become. Hallelujah. It's just so much easier for us to accept what we've been used to and to keep doing the same thing, because it usually requires no effort. You often don't need to think. You don't have to crank your brain. You don't have to exert yourself. You don't have to learn anything new. You don't have to force yourself to do something you're not used to. You know, you don't have to get used to new people. In fact, a lot of us would never even change jobs if it wasn't for the fact that sometimes the jobs flush us out. Do you understand? Yeah, we would never even do something new if it wasn't for the fact that sometimes, you know, circumstances, different situations, you relocate, so many different factors in life just force you to just apply for something new. But otherwise, once we settle with something that is working, something that we know is paying the bills and so on, most of us are okay. We're not. And anytime there is the opportunity to do something new, we just back up on it and we just start to resist that thing. But we can see from this verse that God does new things. Amen. Do you understand? Yeah. That means someone who once was walking with God can miss God. You can meet the same person who was walking with God some time ago, but you meet him today and he is no longer walking with God. He's no longer walking with God because God went this way and that person continued the same old road and the same old thing, you know, saying that this is how we've always done it and I'm going to continue doing that things that way. Does it make sense to you? Today's message is not very difficult to understand at all. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage you, there is freshness in doing something new. You know, if today when I was outside when Paul arrived, and then as he arrived, they had put up the sign, you know, and everything was different. And then he just shouted, you know, it feels fresh, it feels fresh. By the way, you know, lavender, you know, this purple color, it's a color of freshness. Do you understand? It just brings some freshness. Are you getting it? Yeah, it brings some freshness. Sometimes it's not so much that you are discouraged, but it's just that you are weary and you're looking for something new. Your soul is crying out for something new. Do you understand? Your soul is crying out for something new. When new things always give us new challenges, it is true, but they give us the opportunity also to grow. Hallelujah. Amen. And become better people. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? He said, I will even make a way in the desert. Can you see that? He said, I will even make a way in the desert. That is God, because God is a God who makes new things. Amen. God is a God who makes new things. So expect to include some new things in your life this year. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So embrace new ideas. Amen. If you come to the church and they say that now the church colors are purple, you don't say that, well, I'm used to yellow. You get it? I'm used to yellow. I've already bought yellow shoes to match the yellow, old yellow color. Do you understand? And so for me, I'm just going back to my yellow. I'm sticking with my yellow. I mean, it's a blessing that in our lifetime, we get to switch colors. What do you think? I think it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have a new reason to shop without feeling guilty. Do you understand? Yeah, a new reason to buy some new things. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. So I thank God. I'm really grateful that our church is this dynamic. Wow. Hallelujah. And our church changes this much. Wow. And that in our lifetime we can be participants in this history-making change. Amen. In some years to come, some people will come and they will never know that our church used to be called Lighthouse Church, Lighthouse Chapel. They will never know it. And then you and I will sit them down, you know, and then we just talk them through the history that this church actually started as Lighthouse Chapel, and so much change has gone on. Can I have an amen? Five examples of new things that God does. five examples of new things that God does. Number one, God embarks on new projects, new schemes, new ideas. New projects, new schemes, new ideas, and new plans. Hallelujah. New ideas and new plans. Now, how many know that away in the wilderness is a new idea? Because it's not called wilderness for nothing. Do you know that all these places were once called wilderness? This place where we are was once a wilderness, right? Every undeveloped place, wilderness is just an undeveloped place. It's a place that still looks like Adam and Eve lived there. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what you call a wilderness. Now, it's called wilderness because it's not developed. Suddenly, God comes up and he says, now, I'm going to do something new. That what you have always known as wilderness is going to change. Now, when you say wilderness, it will have a road in it. Wow. It's new. Amen. Do you understand? Amen. If you're walking with God, you don't say, God, are you trying to make a freeway or wilderness? You said originally that wilderness is going to be a bush. So I'm expecting the wilderness to be a bush. Look at the other one. It says, rivers in the desert. Now that's going to change it. We cannot call it a desert anymore. Once you start having rivers in a desert, now we are creating a park. We are creating what? Palm Springs. Are you getting it? Now people are going to start farming in the place. That whole brown area is going to become green. And God said, it's not a problem to do something new. He said, I will make, and the use of the word even means you don't expect it.
That's right.
Do you see? Yeah. Says you don't even expect it. Says, I will even make a way in the desert. Oh. Look, get used to the fact that for you to advance, you need to include some things that even you were not expecting yourself to be able to do those things. You need to expect yourself this year, try to do something you never even included in your thinking. And people will say, wow, he's even doing this. Because they did not even expect or associate you with such a thing at all. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. They didn't expect you to be associated with such a thing at all. But it's new. The fact that you have not been known for doing that doesn't mean you can't start doing it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. As I was getting ready for today, I ordered myself a purple suit. Can you imagine? Can you imagine me wearing a purple suit? Then the suit gets delivered and it's the wrong size.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
My God.
And so I have to go into the good old closet and try to find myself some things. You know what? But I was coming to wear a purple suit. Now, I can tell you, since I was born, I've never worn a purple suit.
It's a new idea.
Yes. It's a new idea. It's a new idea. I mean, if I had worn my purple suit here, all of you would just be happy. Yeah, you would be happy just seeing me. It just brings some freshness. Yeah. You think I should still get it right? Because Kodesh is here to stay. Shouldn't come to church and say, do you know what is going on in the church now? The pastor has got a purple suit. Only God knows what he's doing next. Yeah. Something new. You're not used to it. But God is doing something new. He said, I will even make a way in the desert. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Rivers in the desert. Rivers in the desert. You who say that it's not God, and yet it's God. So people who get into the habit of criticizing new things run the risk of criticizing something that God is doing. Now, what is this lighthouse thing? What is this church trying to do? Why are they breaking the church up into 10 denominations? Do you see? And you may be surprised to find out that you are actually questioning and criticizing something that God is doing.
That's right.
Because many of us speak too quickly.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah?
Not what you're used to. It's not what you have known. But God may be behind it.
Yeah.
I said God may be behind it.
Yeah.
God may be behind it. Because if you were following deserts and seeing that desert is the only thing that God has created, if it's not desert and if it's not a wilderness, God is not with it. You'll be surprised to find out that God has started making new kinds of wilderness.
Yeah.
This, in that wilderness, there is a way.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised to find out God has started making deserts that have rivers.
Wow.
And you thought that God only made deserts that were just dry. Deserts are very dry. Yeah, if you start driving between here and Las Vegas, we have some folks from Las Vegas here today.
Wow.
You know, if you start driving between here and Las Vegas, there's a big desert, right? They're very dry places. And you cannot imagine that there's a river over there. Temperatures there by themselves do not support rivers. But God still makes rivers in the desert. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
Number two, the second new thing God does, God gives new languages to his people, right? So Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, it says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Wow.
Wow.
Wow. God is looking for a way to identify believers. Somebody starts believing something new, and God says, one of the things I'm going to do is to make him speak with new tongues. God is even going to change their language. He says, I'm going to make them speak with new tongues just for being believers. Hallelujah. Yeah. There are some of us who are stuck, have decided, even have an aversion for learning new languages. Yeah. I was surprised to find out Dr. Lord is speaking Spanish. I thought it was something he had, you know, he always spoke. That's what I thought. But when I was asking him this week, he was explaining to me that he just got a tape, some message or something like that. And he just started listening to it 30 minutes into work, 30 minutes back from work. Now the guy is speaking Spanish. Yeah? Yeah. Speak Spanish. Huh? Mucho, mucho. Oh, buenos dias. Buenos dias. Yeah, buenos dias. ¿Está bien? ¿Está bien? Bien, gracias. Just enough. But it's a good thing. Because some of us feel we're already too old. Even to learn to speak a new language. Maybe if you were to learn to speak a new language, do you understand? Including even learn to speak with a new accent. Because accent, no. Wait. Accent, part of language. Language is not just the right words. It's right words plus the right accent. You think of whatever language you speak, whatever language you speak, whatever language you call your mother tongue, the language you grew up speaking. Think of it. Isn't there a way of pronouncing words? And can you not always tell that someone is not from that part of the world? Just the way they speak certain words, they have the right word. It's the right word. But they just didn't say it right. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. And sometimes you're stuck because you're not adjusting. That you see, no one wants to be working with someone. Every time they speak, they have to just try to, what did you say? What did you say? What did you say? So it's not that you're not qualified. When they look on your resume, you have qualified. You get it. What's supposed to go through your brain has gone through it. Do you understand? Yeah. But now it is, how can we live with this person here? Because people are looking for someone who fits in also. It's not just that you're qualified, but you got to fit into this place. What do you think? Yes. So at least we must be able to understand you as you try to communicate. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't have to speak because, you know, God also created different languages. And the fact that you grew up speaking some other language, there's nothing wrong with it. It's actually beautiful.
That's right.
It is beautiful. It's people who are not intelligent or who are not smart enough who look down on other people because of the language they speak. Are you getting what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Just because it's not the dominant language, it doesn't make it an inferior language. There is no inferior language. There's no such thing as an inferior language. How can you, something so high, language? I remember when we were kids, my cousin and I, we were sitting there talking one day, and we were just thinking, how do languages come about? Then he and I decided we're going to create a new language. You get it? So my cousin and I decided we're going to make a new language. You see, only that in those days, we're just so naughty, we only use bad words. All the words we made in the language are words I cannot show you in church. The only words that occur to us were all bad words. Yeah. But we tried to make a language. That's when you start to see high. That you should hear sometimes people speaking in different languages. You forget for a moment that it's a language. And think of it as sounds that people are making. And you start to appreciate the beauty of it. That how is it that somebody makes such funny sounds, you know, and sounds that don't make sense to you, and yet to another person, it makes perfect sense. You get it? It makes perfect sense across their entire life. No, you shouldn't joke with that. It's one of the things that God has created. And so whatever language you grew up speaking, you must learn to respect it. Because it is the creation of God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But I'm just talking about being able to cross over. Being able to relate with other people. And being able to be dynamic in your personality enough to be able to cross over that another person can sort of be with you comfortably without having to struggle all the time. Do you understand? But that's from the side of the one who is speaking. Now the one who is being spoken to also has a responsibility that you also have to learn to understand other people. Do you understand? You have to learn to understand that the whole world doesn't speak your language because you're not the only type of person in the world. And so for you to be able to relate with other people, with other cultures from other places, other parts of the world, you become more international. And the more international you are, the more your value goes up. Yeah, the more people you're able to relate with. You know, listen, if you were a tool, you would find that the more different applications that exist for you, the higher your value. Is it not true? Yeah, the more different things that you can be applied to, the higher your value. Amen. Yes. That's why they don't sell, you know, 18 wheelers for the same price as your Toyota Corolla. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. The more things something can do, the higher the value. So the more you can relate with more people, if you can deal with more people, if you can understand more people, you know, nobody will make you a manager, especially if you're working in a place where everybody can see that you are so racist, you can only deal with certain group of people. Mind you, the guy wants to make money. He's looking for someone who can keep more workers together. And when you start employing people, it won't take long. When the applications start coming, you see that, you know, there is more than one type of person looking for a job. And sometimes the one who can do the job is from a different country. Now, if your motive is profit, you still want him that way. You still want him anyway. He should come and join the company. Now, you want a manager who is broad enough in his thinking to be able to accommodate this person, because this person brings so much talent and skill to what you're doing. But if you have a manager who can't look beyond his skin color, you have a manager who can't look beyond his accent, you have a manager who can't make any effort to sort of reach out to the person, then it's the manager you want to get rid of. Yeah, it's the manager you want to get rid of, not even the guy, because often when the guy is skilled at what he's doing, you know his value and you want him by all means. Does it make sense? Amen. So we need to grow up in our ability to accommodate new people. Can I have an amen? Amen. Number three, there are only five of them. Number three, God gives brand new instructions to his servants. God gives brand new instructions to his servants. John chapter 13 and verse 34. John chapter 13 and verse 34. Hallelujah. He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Hallelujah. So God is giving what? A new commandment. Amen? God is saying something new. He said, "I'm giving you a new commandment. I'm telling you something new to do." Hallelujah. Now, if you're a Christian and you remain stuck with an old commandment, again, you can miss God. You see, sometimes Christians move into poverty because God gave them an instruction which they are trying to obey, but God has since given them a new instruction, but they are holding on so fast to the old instruction that it's no longer the same thing that was such a blessing to them is no longer blessing them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Right? See, Jesus gave us many instructions in Matthew, the book of Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 21. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 21. He says, "You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." Can you see that? How many of you recognize thou shalt not kill? Do you recognize thou shalt not kill? What is that? It's from where? It's one of the Ten Commandments. One of the Ten Commandments. So God gave those commandments. Ten Commandments were directed from God. God literally dictated them to Moses, and Moses wrote them down. So Jesus has come and he's speaking and he's saying that you guys have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. Do you see? And he's now quoting the Ten Commandments. Then he goes on to say that in the next verse, he says, "But I say unto you," do you see? Yeah, "that whosoever is angry brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." It's a new commandment. Before, you were allowed to be angry, just don't kill him. Do you see? But now he's saying that you are angry with your brother without cause, you are in danger of judgment. "And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But Whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. So people who like to insult people, you are in danger of hellfire. What do you think? Right? Yes, it's a new commandment. Look at the next one. Look at the next one. Next verse. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar. Wait, let me just show you which one I want to read. Let me just show you quickly which one I want to read. New commandment, right? Okay. Just jump to verse 27. It says, ye have heard that it was said to them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. Can you see that? It was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. Next verse. Right? But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath already committed adultery with her in his heart. My Lord and my God. Jump to verse 33. It says, again, ye have heard that it has been said of them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but thou shalt perform unto the Lord thy oath. Verse 34, but I say unto you, swear not at all. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Swear not what? Oh. Yeah, so those who use curse words also.
Easy.
What do you think? New commandment, right? He says, swear not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. So if you talk too much, he says you are approaching evil. Let your communication be easy, simple, and straightforward. He said, don't swear by your own head. Because you cannot make one hair black or white. Is it a good policy?
Yeah, it's a good policy?
Verse 38. You have heard that it's been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. Right? And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain, that means two. Give to him that asketh of thee, and from him that would borrow from thee, turn not away. You see that, can you see the contrast? Huh? Before it was an eye for an eye and a tooth for teeth. Yeah. I used to have a friend who would say, for me, you do me, I deuce you. You do me, I deuce you. Yeah. But Jesus said, no, that's a new standard. There's a new standard. The new standard is forgiveness. The new standard is even to be prepared to endure a second one. Are you getting it? Because there's some of us who cut off our relationships because we don't want to endure a second one. And Jesus said, no, no, be prepared for even a second one. The person is stretching you 1 mile. Be prepared to let them stretch you an extra mile.
Wow.
What do you think? It's a new commandment. Amen. And so if you keep reading, you see that there's a lot of, you know, new things. Verse 43, ye have heard that it's been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Can you see that? Yeah. And bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Wow. Now you know you're entering Christianity. Isn't it? Yeah. When you start reading the word of Jesus, you begin to see that he was radically different from the way we are today. Hallelujah. He said, bless them that curse you. Wow. Love your enemies. He said, what you knew before was that you love your neighbor and you hate your enemy. That means you are nice to who is nice to you and you are mean to who is mean to you. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it sounds like it's fair. Yeah. She doesn't mind me. I'll mind her. If she doesn't think I'm important, I don't think she's important either. What do you think?
Yeah.
And it sounds fair. But Jesus said, no, new commandment. New commandment is that you love those, he says, love your enemies and bless them that curse you. I mean, bless the people that curse you. Yesterday, one of the ladies was really mad at my wife on Skid Row, Ming, and she was cursing. I'm just thinking, my wife is supposed to reach and say, bless you, sister. Yeah, that's what she was supposed to do. Bring down the widow and sister. God bless you. I just bless you. Oh, God, may you bless her. Lord, meet her at the point of her need. Whatever is going on with this person, bless her. The word bless also means to bless. She should have actually dipped some, taking some money and just, if you're not scared enough to do that. Hallelujah. Is it making sense? Number four, God makes us into brand new people who have never existed before. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. It says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. Right? So God also makes us into brand new people. Amen.
Amen.
God makes new that which was old. And he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must not be afraid to embrace a new way of living.
Yeah.
Maybe going to church regularly was not part of your life before. Embrace something new.
Right.
Embrace something. Just because that's not been your lifestyle doesn't mean it's the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't mean you can't add it. It doesn't mean it won't make a difference to your life. What you should be afraid of is what you're used to. Because what you're used to has already exhausted what it can do for you. The next new thing you see in your life will necessarily be the result of something new you have introduced in your life. So it means advancement is a function of how much newness you introduce into your life. The same old things will only give you the same old things. And the same old things giving you the same old things will keep you in the same old place. Yeah. you like, when the service is over, just remain seated here to see if you get home. You just keep sitting where you're sitting. When the service is over, just keep sitting there. You realize that for you to move from this place to any place, you have to do something new. Some new action. Something new. You have to get up and go do something new. And a series of new things in your life will produce advancement. Yeah. Because as for the old things, they have already exhausted what they can add to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? The next level, the next move, the next experience of something new in your life depends on something new you do. You got to do something new, something that you are not known for. Just like deserts are not known for rivers. But God puts them there anyway. So maybe you're not known for going to church on Sunday. But you can put that in your life anyway. Yes, you can put that in your life anyway. Maybe you're not known for going to church during the week. You're known for going to church on Sundays, but not weekdays. It's something new you can introduce into your life. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. You are known for being mean and wicked, but you can introduce some kindness into your life. I challenge you to introduce something new into your life, beginning from today. Amen? Amen. And then finally, God makes new agreements and he issues fresh calls to service. God makes new agreements or new covenants and he issues fresh calls to service. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 13, it says, if you're open, in that he says, a new covenant he has made. The first old. Do you see? Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Hallelujah. Amen. That which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Amen. Amen. New covenants, new relationships, new friendships. Do you understand? Some of us have decaying or friendships that introduce decay into our lives. That the state of our lives is because of old friendships that continue to feed decay into our lives. And today, God is saying that allow that which is decaying or that which causes decay, you know, to go away. Let it go away and embrace some new people into your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Embrace some new people into your life. Some of you must make new friends in this church.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, new friends. New friends. They may not be a normal circle of friends, but you can introduce them into your life and they will enrich your life. You will learn something new. You will cross into another culture to learn something. You will cross over into another way of another world altogether to learn something, because God didn't put all the good things in one culture or in one world or in one tribe or in one clan or in any one group of people. You cannot find. That's why there's a prison in every country. Do you know there's a prison in every country? There's no country where there is no place to keep people who break the law. Because every place has bad people. And in the same way, every place has good people also. Are you getting what I'm saying? Good people also. Look, there are some places, some people, if you get to know them, they may introduce you to eating some new things.
Yeah.
Which may be what you need. Do you understand what I'm saying? It may be what you need. You don't know that the same old way and stuff you've been eating has killed everybody in your family and will kill you too if you don't change it. But you will not die in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
God is doing you a favor by bringing someone new into your life who eats something different from what you're used to. And you will be surprised that it's actually nice. Yeah, because just because you are not used to it doesn't mean it's not nice. Yeah. You'll be surprised that it is nice. You'll be surprised that you would choose that any day. You'll be surprised that you will prefer that. You didn't know. You didn't know that you could eat that. That's why you didn't eat it. Yeah, because every family, every people group just knows in part. We all just know in part. God reveals different sources of protein to different people groups. You guys get it from here. You guys get it from here. You guys get it from here. You get it. But maybe if you were to start eating something new, yeah, you might lose weight freely. What a blessing it would be to lose weight from something you love eating. What a blessing. What a blessing. Yeah. You love it. And it's helping you too. What a blessing. Most of the time, the things we love don't help us. Is it not true? Yeah. Like ice cream. I tell you, ice cream is one of those things you can't rebuke. You cannot bind the fat. Lord, I curse the fat. In Jesus' name, I disable the cholesterol and I turn every cholesterol here into positive vitamins. You can't easily change that. Hallelujah. How many are ready to embrace some new ideas? New ideas. Amen. Some people need to try out some new professions. Just try. You went to school for this, that's true. But just school is for your education. Do you understand? Yeah, but your education doesn't always have to dictate your vocation. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. You've been educated, and everybody needs education. To educate means to inform. You need that. You're not going anywhere in life without an education. You're only going to pick up pieces and scraps from the floor. That's what is going to happen to you. Yeah, you're not going anywhere without an education because you're not sufficiently informed. Do you understand? And people are rewarded in proportion to the amount of information they have. Because the more you are informed, the more you add to life and you add to society. And a salary is simply a reward for adding. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So the more informed you are, the better it is for you. But I'm saying that your information, what being informed and being educated does not always have to dictate what you have to do with your life. There's also what you're passionate about. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Which you may not be educated in. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Is this helpful? Are you following what I'm sharing with you today? So I just want to pray for you today that God will give you a desire to embrace new ideas. Amen. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
If we say we're changing the name of the church to Kodesh Family Church. What a beautiful name, by the way. And by the way, the word Kodesh means a holy hill. Means anything that is holy, anything that is set apart. It means anything that is special. Aren't you glad that God is making us His special people? Hallelujah. His holy people. You should be glad to identify with something like that, like the Kodesh. To be able to say, I attend the Kodesh. I attend the Kodesh. It's a real blessing. Hallelujah. So let's embrace the idea Let's be bold about it. Let's be excited about it. Let's encourage more people to belong and to share with us in this family. Yeah. Hallelujah. And we are joining with the rest of the Kodesh family in Ghana. In Ghana, there are five Kodeshes, right? And those have different names. You have the original Kodesh, you have Kadesh, you have Kidesh, you have Kadosh, and then you have Kidesh, right? They all just mean the same thing. Just, you get it. Just, it's like, give me a name that, like Mary is the same as what? Mariana, Marian, Miriam, Mariama, right? Marie, Merry-go-round. All right. So it's a similar kind of thing. Do you understand? Yes. But we just have the original name, Kodesh, and that's our blessing. Amen. Well, our time is up. Stand to your feet and let's bring. Amen. Are you blessed today? Ask your neighbor, what new things are you going to introduce into your life this year? What new things? Are you going to try something new? Ask your neighbor, are you going to try something new this time? Something new? Something new, a new lifestyle. Like I said, maybe it's not your lifestyle to wake up on Sunday morning and go to church. But you can learn it. It's a new thing. Or wake up early, right? Wake up early. May not be your lifestyle to wake up early, but you can wake up early. You can start waking up early. Something new. Hallelujah. Amen. Just bow your heads, everybody, as we close. Just bow your heads. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in positive change. God is doing something new all the time. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh God, something new in my life. Something new in service. As we close the service today, I want to give you an opportunity. Maybe you're here today and you know in your heart that you're not born again. You know in your heart that Jesus is not Lord of your life. Maybe the whole idea of church, a relationship with God, being deeply religious, is new to you. But today is the day for new things. Today is the day to introduce something new into your life. I want to give you that opportunity to take that new step by giving your life to Jesus, by asking Jesus to come into your heart, asking Jesus to forgive your sins, asking Jesus to be Lord of your life, asking Jesus to be Lord of your life today. If you're here today and that's the prayer on your heart, that's what you want to do, I want you to lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Just quietly slip up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Is there anybody here like that today? You want to give your life to Jesus? God bless you. Is there anybody who wants to give your life to Jesus today? Right? It's a very private moment. It's a very important moment. It's the beginning of change in your life. And God wants to help you. God wants to bring you to that place. He wants to do some new things in your life. Are you not tired of the same old life, same old things all the time? Are you not tired of yourself? God wants to introduce you to something new. God will help you. Is there anybody here like that today? Anybody else who wants to give your life to Jesus? Okay, why don't you take the step? Come and meet me right here. I want to pray with you. I'll just meet you right here. God bless you. I just want to pray with you, okay? Now, everybody else, close your eyes and let's pray together. Everyone, say with me, and I want you to say after me. I want to lead you in a prayer. Just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for dying for me.
I thank you for dying for me.
I believe with my heart.
I believe with my heart.
That you died for me.
That you died for me.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please come into my heart.
Please come into my heart.
I want to live for you.
I want to live for you.
I want the better life in you.
I want the better life in you.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Let your blood wash me.
Let your blood wash.
Let your blood cleanse me.
Let your blood cleanse me.
And make me a child of God.
And make me a child of God.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
You are my master.
You are my master.
From today.
From today.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
It is new to me.
It is new to me.
But today is a day of new things.
But today is a day of new things.
So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now say, devil.
Devil.
You are not my master.
You are not my master.
My life doesn't belong to you.
My life does not belong to you.
I am a new creature in Christ.
I am a new creature in Christ.
Jesus has made me new.
Jesus has made me new.
Those old ways are gone.
Those old ways are gone.
My new life is here.
My new life is here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For hearing my prayer.
Hearing my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. How many want God to do something new in your life? Just bow your heads. I want to pray. Just keep your hand up. You want God to do something new, anything new, something new. You are open and ready to try out something new, something new. Father, I pray for all your sons and daughters, and thank you, Lord, for your word today. I pray in the name of Jesus that into each of these hands, you will place something new. Give them something new. Something new to grapple with. Something new to do with their lives. Something new to introduce new things in their lives. Bring them to a new place. A new place in Christ. A new place in their finances. a new place in their health, a new place in their relationships. Give them grace to do something new, oh God, because you're a God of new things. You're not afraid of new things. You're not afraid of what people think about new things that you begin to do. What people may say about something new you're doing. Because you would even dare to make a river in a desert. You would dare to make a highway in the wilderness. Because you don't really care what people think about new things. Make us like you, Lord, that we can do some new godly things that will bless our lives and enrich your church. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Amen. Expect God to introduce something new in your life. I said, expect God to introduce something new in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's have our communion. Bring one to everybody. Just bring one to everybody. Hallelujah. God is going to birth some new things in our lives. New jobs, new career ideas, new things to do. God is going to introduce them. And we'll live forever. Oh, sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather around the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shout together to said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the ways to induce commitment in your relationship with God is by the communion. He said, he that eateth my flesh, can you bring, eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me. There is no safer place to be than in him.
Amen.
When you dwell in him, it means before anything gets to you, it has to get to him.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah. It means you have to overcome Christ to find you.
That's right. Yeah.
That means you can kiss your fear of witches bye-bye.
Yeah.
You can just throw that away permanently.
Yeah.
Because you dwell in him.
That's right.
And he dwells in you.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That means for anything to get to you, it has to overcome Christ first. Isn't it? You have to overcome Christ in order to get to you. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, you can live a meaningful Christian life. Amen.
Amen.
And it begins with communion. Amen.
Amen.
So today I want you to take the bread. Take the bread and say with me, the body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Say the body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
And you may eat it. Now take the wine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just take the wine and say with me, the blood of Jesus Christ.
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 And you may drink. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Sing it again. Father, we commit your people into your care today. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for purging through the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blessing of forgiveness.
Amen.
Forgiveness by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that blots out our transgressions, that removes our iniquities and takes them so far away from us. As far as the east is from the west, so you say you have removed our iniquities and our transgressions from us. We thank you. We thank you that today every sin that we have committed is forgiven. That today every mistake we have made is pardoned. Our transgressions are blotted out. Our mistakes will no longer haunt our lives. The mistakes and errors in judgment, errors in choices, continued mistakes that we have made, Lord, this is where they end in the name of Jesus. The effect on us ends today in the name of Jesus. We are entering a new day and a new season in our lives where our mistakes do not belong. Our mistakes, our errors, our transgressions cannot follow us into this new place. We thank you for the power in the blood. Thank you for the power in the blood. Thank you for such power in the blood. We thank you for your blessing in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray against sickness.
Yes.
If anyone is sick, just touch the part of your body where the sickness is, if you can. If you can't, just touch your chest and I'll pray. Father, I pray and I rebuke sickness in the name of Jesus. I rebuke sickness in the name of Jesus. The power of sickness over the bodies of your people is broken today in the name of Jesus. Set them free, oh God, by the power in the blood and by the power of communion. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. And exchange it someday forever. Hallelujah.